Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. My guest is Laura Carter, who is here to talk to us about Operation Christmas Child and how we can participate. So Laura, give us a brief description of the purpose behind Operation Christmas Child.
Operation Christmas Child is a program that distributes shoeboxes, and they're filled with gifts and they're given to children in need around the world. It's a practical way to show children at Christmas that somebody cares for them.
And who started Operation Christmas Child and when?
Operation Christmas Child was started by Franklin Graham, and they're celebrating 25 years.
They're involved with the Samaritan's Purse organization, and what is that?
Samaritan's Purse is an organization that's based on the story of the Good Samaritan to help your neighbor, and it's an organization that provides relief for countries that have suffered disaster, but they also provide education, like with farming, and they provide safe water in their communities, education, and Operation Christmas Child is under that umbrella of Samaritan's Purse.
So the first thing to participate in Operation Christmas Child is people will need a shoebox. And how can they get one?
We have shoeboxes here at the radio station and also at the Thompson Public Library.
And if someone's not able to get their hands on one of the official shoeboxes, is just a regular shoebox okay?
Yeah, a regular shoebox is fine. And what's really helpful is a Tupperware, a plastic one, because then it's more durable and then they come away and they have something that they can use. So that's an option too.
Who could consider packing a box?
Well, families like to pack them. We as a church, we have a packing party, but we pack them. Schools have been packing them. Different organizations, clubs have been packing them. So we encourage anybody that would like to participate, even businesses.
Yeah, it's good to get your coworkers together and grab a box or two and fill it up. So if someone doesn't think that they can do a box on their own, how can they get involved?
If it's too daunting, you can do it as a group, or you can just pick up different things like soap, toothbrushes, combs, and you could drop them off here if you don't want to fill a whole box, because anything would be helpful.
Exactly. And packing a shoebox has a few guidelines, so please share those with our listeners.
Yeah, well, when you get a shoebox, there'll be pamphlets there, so they'll be very clear and tell you exactly what to do. But you usually pick a wow toy, and then you try to fill it with useful things like school supplies and toiletry things. The things you can't put in are candy, toothpaste, things like that.
Yeah, anything liquid or anything that's breakable, like a mirror.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I imagine that you've packed a few boxes over the years, Laura, because I sure know my family has. So how do you tackle packing the boxes? Does each child pack one, or do the girls pack one and the boys pack another? How do you do it?
Yeah, when the kids were little, we packed boxes for each child, and then they kind of did it around their age. They would pick out the things and put them in. Now we have like a big packing party and we set it up like a store. And then after church on Sunday, the kids go in and pack a bunch of boxes. And we usually are able to pack about 100. So we're very thankful.
That's great. And once the box is packed up, what's the next step?
Drop it off at the radio station or the library. And then from there, we'll get it to Winnipeg. And then it'll go to Calgary, which is the processing center.
And from there, where does it head?
Then it'll go to 10 countries that Canada selected for the year, and they're different every year.
Explain a bit about the $10 per box fee. It's actually, I think, a very fair price considering how much it has to travel.
Yeah, the $10 is for shipping. That is needed because they're trying to keep their costs down, and so they want us to contribute to the shipping.
And what can you tell us about the delivery process and the network of volunteers that make it happen?
Well, it wouldn't happen without volunteers. And so we've been very blessed in the past to have you guys in the library and the bus lines participate and all the people in town. That's what makes it happen.
Let's wrap up, Laura, with you sharing when National Collection Week is for the shoeboxes.
The collection week is November 18th to the 24th. But if your box is done before then, feel free, because we'll have displays in those places that we mentioned. So you can drop it off anytime.
That's right. Thank you, Laura, for your time and the information. And I encourage listeners to pack a box for Operation Christmas Child, because it's really a great way to do something meaningful for a child who might be overlooked otherwise. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Sue O'Brien.